alcohol, the cause of and solution to all of life's problems.
Yeah! Drink, man, I'm gonna get gas. Gonna get high, man, I ain't had enough. Need me a triple shot of that stuff. Gonna get drunk, won't you listen right here? I want one bourbon, one shot, one beer, one bourbon, one shot, one beer.
Tastes great, makes women appear more attractive, and makes a person virtually invulnerable to criticism.
Alcohol is a way of life. Alcohol is my way of life. And I aim to keep it.
Find it, buy it, make it. I don't care. Just get me some booze and fast.
I can't take this much longer. I gotta have a beer.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
Can I walk this out? We're rolling. It's all happening right now as we speak. And you know who's here? Is the Hilton Dibs people are here. This is your third appearance on the show this
year?
Third
visit, yeah.
Yeah, third time, Gene here, who is the area director of sales and marketing. And you brought Lisa Selman, director of beverage. I love a beverage director. You're a personal hero of mine. Anybody who's willing to direct
true.
Beverages.
That to me is more impressive than like ambassador to Ireland. If you're the director of beverage, to me, is more impressive.
And executive chef Mario Garcia.
Yes,
now that's
Mario,
a pretty great gig there too. I would imagine. Now we're talking about the Hilton Chicago, right? That's the big one on Michigan Avenue, south of Michigan Avenue.
Right. Legendary.
I mean, it's the event capital. If any Chicago bigwig's kid is getting married, it happens at that hotel,
right?
That grand ballroom can hold anything, whether it's the Cubs convention or the Blackhawks convention.
Blackhawks Stanley Cup.
Right. I mean, it's like, it is such a fun, when you walk into it, you just feel it's big.
You feel the history and the coolness. And of course, from my standpoint, maybe the greatest Chicago-made movie ever, The Fugitive, which in the last half hour is almost exclusively a scene at the Hilton.
Right. Yes, including the helipad.
Yes,
at the Hilton, which you once had to take off from, didn't you?
It's possible. different circumstances.
Yes.
Like Dr. Richard Kimball, Richard Roper was innocent, and I just needed to get Tommy Lee Jones on my side.
Did you switch the samples?
Possibly so.
You do that helicopter pad. You don't use it anymore, though, right?
We don't. It's still there, and it's functional, but we don't use it anymore. They used it for the ER.
Yeah, the movie ER, right?
Right.
The TV show.
Yeah, ER was filmed there.
In fact, Empire was up there a short while ago.
That's a beauty. There's a suite up at the top, which is right off the. If you look at the building from a distance, you can see it tapers up to the top, and then there's this big, sort of squared off suite up there, and the helipad is part of that. So you could chopper in. Some head of state that would be staying there.
Is that where President Clinton stayed?
It was. That's also where President Obama, the night that he was elected,
in 08.
Was up there. And that's where he had all of his cabinet meetings while forming his cabinet, was at the Hilton Chicago.
That's pretty amazing.
And all the space. So we had everybody coming in for that. And you get to walk through. And we actually have a self-guided history tour that you can see all those things. The same thing with that suite, the Home Alone 2. Everyone sees Kevin come down and see that amazing suite and the tree and the presents, and they think that's the Plaza Hotel in New York. That's actually the Hilton Chicago. It's that suite.
That's right.
Yeah.
Home Alone 2.
So take that, New York City.
I think there's one of the great pictures of all time from election night. It's Michelle with her then two very little girls in the suite waiting for the election results. And it just looks like this mom with her two daughters. And, of course, their lives are going to change in a way you'll never see. It was taken in the suite there.
Yeah. And, a little lesser known fact is right underneath the Conrad suite, right next to it, we have the Imperial Suites where Queen Elizabeth and Elizabeth Taylor stayed.
Ah.
Elizabeth Taylor lived there. And
amazing.
Queen Elizabeth came in 1959, and we just redid those. They won awards, floor-to-ceiling windows.
Did they have a jewelry off, Liz against the Queen?
Well, that's when she was that when she was married to or dating Nicky Hilton?
Yeah, married to Nicky Hilton for a short period of time.
Right.
Oh, amazing. That's incredible.
What year was the Hilton built? The Hilton Chicago?
1927.
Wow. So right before the crash,
it actually opened up as the Stevens Hotel. It was the largest hotel in the world.
Okay.
3,500 rooms.
Wow. It's still amazing to me how big it is, and yet you can still get really intimate service and all of that for such a huge facility.
Right. You walk in, and when it reopened in 1988, it closed down for a massive renovation, reopened in 1988. And I think one of the great stories is Kitty O'Shea's, the bar, opened, and they actually recruited all the team members from Ireland And that tradition is carried on. Today, Lisa will tell you about some of the drinks and things we're doing. And the food and beverage with Chef Mario is just off the charts amazing.
Yeah, that's for sure. And Kitty O'Shea's, we should mention, is for St. Patrick's Day. That is one of the, especially after the parade,
right.
Yeah, like on that Saturday parade, the downtown parade. That's quite a scene. Right,
it's absolutely amazing, and you know that the St. Patrick's Day in Kitty O'Shea's, everything that goes on there, that kind of kicks off spring break, in a lot of respects, because it's always over the weekend, and that's when people start to get away. You know, we have people coming in for dibs; they come to use the pool.
Right,
it's really all the for this year.
It's a great staycation.
It'll be 4 weeks. People more than ever are looking to drive, get away for a short period of time. Yeah. You know, a weekend with schedules and things like that.
And it might be 80 degrees here in March, the way this winter has gone. I mean, I'm gonna keep saying that that's the case. All right, Lisa, let's talk about what you've done here with the beverages. Because first of all, there's a Kitty O'Shea beer now.
Yeah,
right?
There is. It's brewed by Sketchbook up in Evanston. It's a red ale. Eamon Brady was actually the GM of Kitty's for over 20 years. So we paid homage to him. And
Eamon.
On the back, it says, get a grip, because that's what he always told the staff constantly when they were acting up. So, yeah.
It's good. I've been sipping it during this conversation, Ro, because Ro has to do all the talk, and I'm here as the taster as well.
Yeah, thank you, Richard. Yes,
it's great.
I'm slightly jealous. And then there's a green drink here. Wait, what happened to my green drink? There's an
old fashioned.
It's a green old fashioned.
No, it's just an old fashioned.
I think he's just seeing it through. You're seeing it through the filter of the green.
Yeah. No, it's a regular old fashioned.
And that's one of your all time favorite drinks.
But it's kind of orange, so that it goes with the green and the orange. You know, the Irish colors. All right, hold on.
So we've got Tullamore Dew Irish whiskey, so a little bit softer, honey notes.
Love that.
Our awesome pastry team makes a fig and cardamom simple syrup. And then we've got 11th Orchard Bitters, which they actually are organic, and they wild forage in Chicago. So it's the red clover bitters. So I get a little bit of like steeped chamomile kind of quality to it.
That's spectacular. Congratulations.
If this were a candle, Gwyneth Paltrow would sell it for $80 because it's got such a great bouquet to it.
I thought you were going somewhere else.
Yeah, you go.
Thank God you didn't. All right. And Chef is here. Chef Mario Garcia, executive chef at the Hilton Chicago. And so what are they, for Kitty O'Shea's, what are you doing for the St. Patrick's Day run-up week?
Well, you know, we actually use the beer, the Eamon's Red Ale, to make our fish and chips. Butter fish, you know, it's all tied up to the tradition of Kitty O'Shea. So that's one of the things that we do. And, you know, we always have, we send a ton of fish and chips for that day. It's the most popular dish that we have in the restaurant. And then we also did a cake that it's called 8 and Cake. And the reason it's called 8 and Cake is because the location that we have, Kitty O'Shea's, is in the corner of 8th Street and Michigan Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll figure, you know, give it some symbolism to the cake.
Yep.
And we make it, it's 8 layers of cake, and it goes to a very little light brown to all a very green Irish grain.
Yes. It's a very cool looking thing. That's become a style of like celebration cakes, right? That each layer is a different color, or it's a gradient change. Yeah. And the most important thing there is that means there's just a lot more frosting. There's almost an equal amount of frosting as there is cake. And that's probably better for you because, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Don't you think?
It's the key.
It's healthier.
It's the key.
Absolutely. No question about it. All right. So people are going to be able to.
Siri, are you getting calls from people who want to save me some cake?
Yes. Siri seems to think I'm talking to her all day long now, and I don't know how to stop that.
Siri wants some.
Sorry,
some
Siri.
Evidence.
Yeah. All right. When does the official St. Patrick's Day stuff start? Right about now, right?
It starts now. So Eamon's Ale is going, and the old fashioned that we're talking about is up in the bar. The cake is always there. We've got the big kickoff with the parade on the 10th. And you know it will be the place to be for that entire time frame, and then it just goes nonstop from there. And I think it's really important. Chef's talking about, you know, the fish and chips. He makes the most amazing mac and cheese, award winning mac and cheese.
What? No, where does one get the award for that? What's the competition?
There was a festival here a couple of years ago that was called Mac and Cheese Fest.
Mm-hmm.
And we went and we work on a mac and cheese that, you know, trying to mimic the flavors of the Chicago mixed popcorn, caramel and cheddar.
Oh, so brilliant.
Or mac nice and job, cheese, chef. You know, it has braised short rib, and then we do a layer of cornbread, but then we garnish it with salted caramel. So you get the flavor of the cheese, and then
sounds
you have
good.
Flavor of the caramel with some cornbread, and then you get nice short rib, so just all in one dish.
Brilliant. You just gave some people an idea. They're rushing to the store right now to buy those caramel, you know, those
Won't be the same as when Chef made it.
No, I know that's possible.
There's no chance.
Not possible.
I was going to say, hopefully they come and buy it from us.
There you go.
All right, Hilton Chicago.
Cheers.
You've got the HiltonsOfChicagoDibs.com. Okay. Still going out. How long does that go on for?
It'll run through Easter, April 12th. So you've got... Six weeks for a getaway. It's great for staycations. It's great to get away. You know, the number of you know, my family that's talking about coming to Chicago, go to the Art Institute to see some of the Monets before they before that goes crazy from a proximity, and the new dinosaur at the museum. It's all steps away.
Yeah, they're doing like the underwater dinosaurs, right?
Yep.
They've got dinosaurs that crawled out of the ocean.
Fantastic.
Yes, at the Field Museum. So I think you're not going to want to miss that.
Fantastic.
And then take the kids over to the aquarium and then show them Lake Michigan and tell them that there's still dinosaurs in it. I like to do that.
Finish up the day at Kitty's, have some mac and cheese in some of the Tullamore.
There's a trip.
After a couple of cocktails, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to scare all the kids with that.
And then you take them to the pool at night and just let them get their energy out.
HiltonsOfChicagoDibs.com. Thank you again for being here.
Thanks,
we really appreciate it.
Sanjay.
Right now, we got the news from Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.